Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shofar, Perek Gimel. After a perek discussing the laws of the shofar itself, and another perek devoted to the parameters of the chiyuv in the mitzvah of shofar, this last perek of Hilchot Shofar gets into the details of the content of the mitzvah. What exactly must one hear? How many times and in what order? How does the mitzvah of shofar integrate into the Seder HaTfilot of Rosh Hashanah, and specifically into the three special brachot of Malchuyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot in Tfilat Musaf? Halacha Aleph begins with the requisite number of shofar blasts and the source of this number. Kama tkiot chayav adam lishmo b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah? Teisha tkiot. Lefi shenemra trua by Ovel uv'Rosh Hashanah shlosha pamim, v'chol trua pshuta lefaneh uv'pshuta l'achareha. U'mipi ha'shmua lamdu shekol truot shel chodesh ha'shvi'i echad hein. Ben b'Rosh Hashanah, ben b'yom ha'kippurim shel Yovel, teisha tkiot tok'in b'chol echad mishnehen. Tkia utrua utkia. Tkia utrua utkia. Tkia utrua utkia. The word trua appears three times in the Torah. Twice in reference to Rosh Hashanah, the holiday is called Yom Teruah in Parshat Pinchas and Zichron Teruah in Parshat Emor, and once in reference to Yovel in Parshat Bahar. Recall from Perek Aleph that there is a halachic connection between these two events, which is how we know that the Teruah of Rosh Hashanah must come specifically from a shofar. Here too, this connection implies that on both occasions, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, the mitzvah is to hear three soundings of the trua, one for each appearance of the word. Chazal also learn from the same sukkim that each trua must be preceded and followed by a simple tkia, for a total of 9 blasts of the shofar. Tkia, trua, tkia, repeated 3 times. Halacha bet. Tru'a zo hamura batura, nistapek lanu ba safek lefi orech hashanim v'rov hagaluyot, ve'ein anu yodin heyachi, im hi haylala shemiyalalin hanashim b'nihiyatan be'et shemiyabvin, o ha'anacha k'derech she'anach ha'adam pam achar pam k'shid'ag libo midavar gadol, o shnehen k'achad, ha'anacha v'haylala sh'darka lavo achareha, hein hanikra'im tru'a, שכך דרך הדואג מתענך תחילה ואחר כך מיילל. לפיכך אנו עושים הכל, ההנחה והיללה. Due to the passage of time and the travails of exile, we are in doubt as to the correct form of the trua sound. It may resemble the wailing made by women when they moan in anguish. The Aramaic translation in Unkelus of the word trua is yevava, and the term vatiyabev of the same root appears in Sefer Shoftim to refer to the wailing of the mother of Sisera, the general of the Canaanite army, when she suspects that he has been killed in battle. Or it may resemble the repeated sighing and groaning of a person who is distressed about some matter. Or it may be a combination of the two. First the sighing, and then the wailing, because these sounds are usually made in this order. To cover all these possibilities, we blow 3 versions of the trua, as Halacha Gimel proceeds to explain. V'hayilala hish anu korin trua, v'anacha zo achar zo hish anu korin ota shlosha shvarim, nimtza seder hatkiot kachu. Mevarech, v'tokea tkia, v'achareha shlosha shvarim, v'achareha trua, v'achareha tkia. וחוזר כסדר הזה 3 פעמים, ותוקע תקיעה, ואחריה 3 שברים, ואחריה תקיעה, וחוזר כסדר הזה 3 פעמים, ותוקע תקיעה, ואחריה תרועה, ואחריה תקיעה, וחוזר כסדר הזה 3 פעמים. נמצא מניין התקיעות 30 כדי להסתלק מן הספק. The wailing sound is what we call trua. Even though all 3 possibilities are potential meanings of the term trua in the Torah, we use this term to denote one specific possibility. The groaning sound is what we call shvarim, and this consists of 3 separate sounds. So the 3 possibilities for what the Torah calls trua are what we call shvarim, trua, and shvarim trua. Therefore, to be yotzei the necessary 9 blasts, we need to hear 30 altogether. Tkia shvarim trua tkia, tashrat, 3 times, that's 12 blasts, followed by tkia shvarim tkia, tashat, 3 times, followed by tkia trua tkia, tarat, 3 times. 12 plus 9 plus 9 makes 30. Why can't we just hear tkia shvarim trua tkia 3 times, which contains within it all 3 possibilities? The Gemara explains, because a sound which is not relevant for the mitzvah is considered a hefsek, whose presence invalidates a triple of three blasts. So if the real trua is just a shvarim, then we can't be yotzei with tekiah shvarim trua tekiah, because of the extra trua in the middle. Two important points about this halacha. One, note that the Rambam speaks of shvarim as consisting of several short sounds, but he says no such thing about trua. For the Rambam, the trua does not consist of distinct sounds at all, like the trua with which we are familiar. Rather, it is a long, continuous sound, similar to a tekiah, except that a tekiah is a uniform, unwavering tone, while the trua is a shaky, wavering tone, moving up and down as the sound continues. This is the custom of Yemenite Jews, who frequently follow the conclusions of the Rambam, even when these are at odds with the rulings of the Shulchan Aruch. But Ashkenazim and Sfaradim blow the trua as a series of distinct short sounds, in accordance with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll discuss in the next halacha. A second point about this halacha. There are different opinions among Rishonim, whether the Shvarim trua should be blown in one breath or in two separate breaths. All are in agreement that the Shvarim, when blown by itself, must be done in one breath, and the same for the trua when blown by itself, as each of these is a single coherent sound. The Ramban believes that the Shvarim Trua must also be blown in one long breath, because just like the Shvarim alone and the Trua alone, this sound represents a single possible version of what the Torah calls Trua. But the Magen Mishnah infers from the Rambam's count of 30 blasts at the end of Halacha Gimel that he evidently counts Shvarim and Trua as two distinct sounds, even when they are blown together, as otherwise the total should be 27, not 30. Therefore, concludes the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam must allow the Shvarim and Trua of the Shvarim Trua to be blown in two breaths. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both sides of this debate and rules that l'chadchila one should be yotzei both opinions by blowing the Shvarim Trua blasts of the first 30 tekiot in one breath and the later ones in two breaths. We'll see in Halacha Zayin why there are additional sets of tekiot beyond the 30 we just learned about. The Ramah records the Ashkenaz custom to blow all of the Shvarim Trua blasts in two breaths. The beginning of Halacha Daled lists the relative lengths of each type of sound, tekiah, shvarim, and trua, relative to each other. Shiur trua, kishtei tekiot, shiur shlosha shvarim, kitrua. The length of a trua is equivalent to that of two tekiot. The total length of three shvarim is equivalent to that of a trua. The second part of the statement is agreed upon by everyone, and makes perfect sense, because the trua and the three shvarim are just different versions of what the Torah calls trua, so they should both have the same length. But the first part of the Rambam, that a trua is the length of two tekiot, is uniquely the opinion of the Rambam, based on his understanding of a cryptic line in the Gemara, and differs significantly from the two mainstream views among Rishonim, which are both recorded in the Shulchan Aruch. According to both of these views, the duration of a tekiah must be at least as long as that of a trua, but can be longer, as there is no upper limit on the length of a tekiah. And how long is a trua? According to the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, a trua consists of three short staccato sounds, called trumitin, by the Rishonim and by the Shulchan Aruch. And so a tekiah is a single blast lasting this long, three short sounds. According to this view, one must be careful when blowing shvarim, not to let any of the three individual parts of the shvarim last as long as three trumitin, as then it is actually a tekiah and cannot count as a shever. But the generally accepted opinion is the second one quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, according to which the trua is nine trumitin. Therefore, a tekiah must also last minimally the duration of nine trumitin, and there isn't any real concern that each shever will last this long. Though the Mishnah Berurah rules that in any event, each shever should be no longer than three trumitin in order to satisfy even the first opinion. The Shulchan Aruch adds that because a tekiah must last at least as long as a trua, and the shvarim trua lasts a total of 18 trumitin, nine each for the shvarim and the trua, the tekiah blown just before and just after the shvarim trua must be at least 18 trumitin long. That is, each tekiah in a set of tashrat must be twice as long as each tekiah in a set of tashat or tarat. Continuing in Halacha Daled. Haresha taka vehiria, vitaka tekiya aruka, umashachba kishnaim barishona, ein omrin techashev bishtet kiot, viaria acharea, viachzor vitka. Ela afilu mashach ba kol sha'a, ina ela tkia achat, v'chozer v'tokea umeiria v'tokea shlosha pamim. If one blows a tkia at the start of some triple, then a trua, meaning the middle blast of the triple, whichever version of trua that is, and after the trua, he blows a long tkia, lasting twice as long as the first one, this cannot count as both the closing tkia of the first triple and the opening tkia of the next triple. No matter how long the closing tkia of the first triple is, it counts as only one tkia, and a separate tkia must be blown to begin the next triple. Halacha hei. Shamat tkia achat b'sha'a zo, u'shnia b'sha'a shnia, afilu shaha kol hayom kulo, hare ilu mitztarfin, v'yatsa yidei chovato, v'hu shiishma kol bava mehen al sidra, lo shiishma trua v'acharei shtei tkiot, o shtei tkiot v'acharei hen trua v'chayotse baze. The 30 tkiot don't need to be heard in one sitting. Even if one hears them over the course of an entire day, with long gaps between them, he is yotze, as long as he hears each triple in its proper order. For example, a tkia, then a trua 2 hours later, and then another tkia 2 hours after that. The Magen Mishnah quotes the opinion of the Ramban, and understands the Rambam to mean this as well, that even if one hears a triple in its proper order, with gaps between its individual parts, he isn't yotze if he hears during the gaps some other blast which doesn't belong to the triple. Like in the last example, if he hears a shvarim between the opening tkia and the trua 2 hours later, or between the trua and the closing tkia, then he isn't yotze. The Shulchan Aruch accepts this in the name of Yesh Omrim, but the Mishnah Berurah clarifies that this is only true if one intended to be yotze with a foreign sound that doesn't belong. If he just heard it without such intention, this doesn't ruin the triple. Halacha Vav. Shama teisha tkiot mitishah b'nei adam ke'echad, lo yasa afilu yidei achat. Tkiya mize, utrua mize, utkiya mishlishi, baze achar ze, yatsa, v'afilu b'seirugin, v'afilu kol hayom kulo. Ve'ino yotze yidei chovato ad shiishma kol ha'teisha tkiot, shekulan mitzvah achatein ulfichach ma'akvot zo et zo. If one hears 9 people blowing at once, 6 of them blowing tkiot, and 3 blowing truot, he isn't yotze even hearing one blast of the shofar. This is based on the principle of trei kalei lo mishtame. When one hears 2 voices at once, it is as if he heard no voice at all. But if the 9 people blow at different times, and in the correct order of tekiah, trua, tekiah, etc., then the listener is yotze even though he hears each blast from a different person, and even if there are long gaps between the blasts, as we saw in the last halacha. The mitzvah d'oraita of shofar, as we saw in halacha aleph, is to hear 9 blasts, and the Rambam adds here that all are me'akvim zo et zo, that is, one isn't yotze the mitzvah at all until he hears all 9, in the same way that one isn't yotze the mitzvah of arbat haminim on Sukkot if he lacks even one of the 4 species, as we'll see in Hilchot Lulav. This is in contrast to a mitzvah like tefillin, where one who has only 1 of the 2 boxes fulfills part of the mitzvah by putting on only the box that he has. Starting in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam begins to discuss the special brachot of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, and the manner in which their recitation is integrated with Tekiat Shofar. Hatzibur chayevin lishmo hatkiot al seder habrachot. Ketzad, omer shliach tzibur avot, ugvorot, uktushat Hashem, umalchuyot, v'tokea shalosh, v'omer zichronot, v'tokea shalosh, v'omer shofarot, v'tokea shalosh, v'omer avodah, v'hodaya, uvirkat kohanim. If someone spends Rosh Hashanah without a minyan, then his obligation is limited to the 30 blasts of the shofar which we have already discussed. But the tzibur is additionally obligated to hear a triple of shofar blasts, together with each of the 3 middle brachot of Musaf. One triple after Malchuyot, one after Zichronot, and one after Shofarot. It sounds from the Rambam like the Tekiat Shofar is incorporated into Chazarat Hashatz, and this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch as well. The custom among Sfardim, and some groups of Ashkenazim, mainly Hasidim or those who follow the customs of Hasidim, is to blow during the silent Amidah as well. We'll return in Halacha Yud to the exact manner in which the shofar is blown within Tefillat Musaf. And the next 2 halachot are devoted to the brachot of Musaf themselves and the psukim recited within them. Halacha Chet. Shalosh brachot emtzaiyot elu shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim shel Yovel, shehen malchuyot v'zichronot v'shofarot, ma'akvot zo et zo, v'tzarich lomar b'chol bracha mehen asara psukin me'ena bracha. שלושה פסוקים מן התורה, ושלושה מספר תהילים, ושלושה מן הנביאים, ואחד מן התורה משלים בו. ואם השלים בנביא, יצא. ואם אמר פסוק אחד מן התורה, ואחד מן הכתובים, ואחד מן הנביאים, יצא. אפילו אמר, ובתורתך השם אלוקינו כתוב לאמור, ואמר פסוק של תורה והפסיק, שוב אינו צריך כלום. The three brachot in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, which are also said in Musaf of Yom Kippur during the Yovel year, are Me'akvot Zo et Zo. The mitzvah to say them is not fulfilled even partially unless one recites all of them. Within each bracha, one must include 10 psukim, which relate to the content of that bracha. The first three of these should be from Torah, then three from Sefer Tehillim, which is part of Ketuvim, then three from Navi, and finally one last pasuk from Torah. One is Yotze if the final pasuk is from Navi rather than from Torah, and even if he says only three psukim altogether, one each from Torah, Ketuvim, and Navi. Even if he says only Uvotoratcha Ketuv Leimor, followed by one pasuk from the Torah and no other psukim, he is Yotze his minimal obligation to include psukim in the brachot. Halacha Tet lists further principles about the psukim which may be included in the brachot. A pasuk which speaks of calamity, puranut, may not be used, even if it relates to the themes of the bracha. For example, Malchiyot is about Hashem's kingship over the universe, but we may not include a pasuk from Yechezkel which speaks of Hashem punishing the Jewish people as a king punishes his subjects. Zichronot is about Hashem remembering both our actions and those of the tzaddikim of earlier generations, but we may not include a pasuk from Tehillim which says that Hashem recalls the frailty and mortality of man. Shofarot is about the sound of the shofar and what it symbolizes and represents, but we may not include a pasuk from Hosea about the shofar as a sound of warning against invading enemy armies. The exception to this rule is a pasuk which speaks of calamity befalling the enemies of the Jewish people, which may be used. We may not include a pasuk for Zichronot, which speaks of Hashem recalling an individual, even if this is meant in the positive sense. The root pakad, pei kuf dalid, can mean remembering, and so we may include in Zichronot a pasuk using this root, like pakod pakadati etchem, which was said by Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu when he met him at the Sneh and charged him with the mission of taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim. A pasuk may be used for Malchiyot even if it lacks the root melech, as long as the content refers to Hashem's mastery of the world. Thus, psukim like Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and the last pasuk of the first paragraph of Aleinu, beginning V'yadata Hayom V'ashivota El Levavecha, may be included among the 10 psukim in the bracha of Malchiyot. Halacha Yud summarizes the procedure of Tkiat Shofar, both before Tfilat Musaf and within it. Haminaga pashut beseder hatkiot shel Rosh Hashanah batzibur kachu. Achar shekorin batorah umachzirin hasefer, yoshvin kol ha'am, v'echad omed umvarech. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedushanu mashta b'sivanu, lishmoa kol shofar. V'chol ha'am onin amen. V'chozer umvarech shechayanu. V'chol ha'am onin amen. ותוקע 30 תקיעות שמרנו מפני הספק על הסדר, ואומר קדיש ועומדין ומפעלין תפילת מוסף. The general custom of performing תקיעת שופר goes as follows. After קריאת התורה and returning the Sefer Torah to the Aron, everyone sits down, except for the Baal Tokea who stands. He recites the brachot of Asher Kedushanu Mashta B'Sivanu, Lishmo Kol Shofar, and Shechianu, and after each one, the Tzibur responds Amen. The Baal Tokea then blows the 30 blasts we discussed earlier in this perek, after which the Shaliach Tzibur says Kaddish and the Tzibur says Musaf. We note in passing that the Rambam places Tkiat Shofar after the returning of the Sefer Torah to the Aron, in contrast to our practice to blow the Shofar before returning the Sefer Torah. He also speaks of the Baal Tokea and the Shaliach Tzibur as if they were the same person, as he continues to do in the remainder of the halacha. ואחר שגומר שליח ציבור ברכה רביעית, שהיא מלכויות, תוקע תקיעה, שלושה שברים, תרועה, תקיעה פעם אחת, ומברך ברכה חמישית, שהיא זיכרונות, ואחר שגומרה, תוקע תקיעה, שלושה שברים, תקיעה, ומברך ברכה שישית, שהיא שופרות, ואחר שגומרה, תוקע תקיעה, תרועה תקיעה, פעם אחת, וגומר התפילה. During Chazarat HaShatz, when the Shliach Tzibur finishes Malchuyot, he blows a single triple of Tekiya Shvarim Trua Tekiya. After he completes Zichronot, he blows a single triple of Tekiya Shvarim Tekiya. Finally, after Shofarot, he blows a single triple of Tekiya Trua Tekiya and then completes Chazarat HaShatz. This minhag seems difficult, Since each bracha requires one triple to accompany it, and in light of the doubt about the correct form of trua that we discussed earlier in the perek, shouldn't each bracha be accompanied by three triples, one tashrat, one tashat, and one tarat, to cover all possibilities? The Rambam asks this question himself in Halach Yud Bet, and answers that because the tzibur has already covered all the possibilities in the first set of 30 tekiot before the Amida, called the tekiot demiyushav, to distinguish them from the tekiot demu'umad, which accompany the brachot of Chazarat HaShatz, Chazal did not trouble them to do this a second time, and one triple with each bracha suffices to fulfill the obligation of tekiot al seder ha-brachot. The clear implication of the Rambam in this statement is that the mitzvah d'oraita of shofar is performed through the first set of tekiot, and the tekiot demu'umad are entirely midrabanan. This makes sense also in light of the fact that we blow the tekiot demiyushav first, and we recite before them the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu Mosavit Sivanu Lishmoa Kol Shofar. But many Rishonim, including Tosot and the Ran, disagree and believe that the main tekiot through which the mitzvah d'oraita is fulfilled are the tekiot de Me'umad. This doesn't imply that the brachot themselves are midoraita. On the contrary, the Gemara says explicitly that they are midrabanan, in a case which will appear in the last halacha of this perek. But even though the brachot themselves are midrabanan, these Rishonim consider these brachot to be the appropriate place to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraita of tekiyat shofar, for reasons we'll explain shortly. The Gemara, as these Rishonim read it, explains that we add an earlier set of tekiyot, that is, the tekiyot demiyushav, for the somewhat cryptic purpose of kidei larbevet ha-satan, in order to confuse the satan. We won't elaborate here on the different explanations of this phrase. And the bracha of Asher Kshon Mitzvah Mitzvah Lishmoa Kol Shofar is said before the earlier tekiot simply because they are done first, not because they are the more important ones. If the tekiot de Me'umad are the main tekiot with which one fulfills the mitzvah d'oraita, then it stands to reason that the tzibur should need to hear more than the minimal amount stated by the Rambam here of a tashrat with malchiot, a tashat with zichronot, and a tarat with shofarot. There are at least three other customs. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the general practice is to blow three tashrat triples with malchiot, three tashat triples with zichronot, and three tarat triples with shofarot. That is, multiplying by three the custom recorded by the Rambam. And the Rama writes that it suffices to blow a single tashrat triple with each bracha. But the most common practice, as recorded by the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Shla, is to do what we suggested earlier makes the most sense. With each of the three brachot and chazarat hashatz, to blow three triples of tashrat, tashat, and tarat, in order to cover all possible versions of trua with each bracha. This makes a total of 60 tekiot, 30 tekiot de miyushav, and 30 tekiot de me'umad. The common custom is to add 40 more after the end of Chazarat HaShatz for a total of 100 tekiot, based on the midrash that Sisra's mother wailed 100 times as she waited for him to return from battle. Recall that the pasuk of Vatiyabev, referring to Sisra's mother, is the source that the sound of the trua should resemble wailing. Those who blow during the silent Amida, as well as during Chazarat HaShatz, hear 90 tekiot by the end of Chazarat HaShatz, so they add only an additional 10 at that point in order to reach the final tally of 100. One more point about the tekiot demu'umad, which touches on a broader theme. What does it say about tekiat shofar that we integrate this mitzvah into our tefillah, even if this is only midrabanan, as the Rambam believes, and certainly if it is midoraita, as we quoted from other Rishonim? This seems to be a clear indication that tekiat shofar is itself meant to represent a form of tefillah. Whereas tefillah all year round is expressed in words, the special tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, as we stand before Hashem praying to be judged favorably for the coming year, is meant to include the wordless cry of the shofar. This idea of shofar as a form of tefillah finds many expressions in Chazal, but we'll just refer to three related points which came up in our study of Hilchot Shofar. First, according to those Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Tam, who believe that the essential mitzvah is not just to hear the sound of the shofar, but to blow the shofar, we mentioned in Perek Aleph that the way one is nonetheless yotzei by listening to the tekiah of someone else is based on the mechanism of shomea ka'one. But shomea ka'one typically refers to a text, not a sound produced by an instrument like a shofar. If we understand that Tkiyat Shofar is not merely a sound, but rather a form of tefillah, it makes the application of Shomei Ka'ona in this context more reasonable. Second, we saw that Tkiyat Shofar in the Beit HaMikdash has a unique status, which finds expression in the accompanying blast of the Chatzotzrot, as well as in the special permission to blow only there on Shabbat, according to many Rishonim, but not according to the Rambam, who extends this permission to all of Yerushalayim, despite the Gzeira prevailing everywhere else against blowing the shofar on Shabbat. The Beit HaMikdash is the center of Avodat Hashem, usually meaning Korbanot, but Tefillah is also a form of Avodat Hashem, what the Rambam calls Avodah Shebalev, as we saw in Hilchot Tefillah. So if shofar is a form of tefillah unique to Rosh Hashanah, then it makes sense that Tekiyat Shofar should have a special status when performed in the Beit HaMikdash. Finally, we noted in our halacha, Halacha Yud, that the Rambam seems to hold that the Shliach Tzibur of Musaf is himself the Baal Tokea, of both the Tekiyot Miyushav and the Tekiyot Me'umad. In Halacha Yud Aleph, he states explicitly that the same person should blow both sets of tekiot, but he doesn't say that this has to be the Shliach Tzibur. The identification of the Baal Tokea with the Shliach Tzibur makes perfect sense if Tekiyat Shofar is an alternative form of tefillah, which supplements the usual tefillah, and is not just a separate mitzvah which is inserted into the tefillah service. We continue with Halacha Yud Aleph. The same Baal Tokea should blow both sets of tekiot, as we mentioned earlier. He should not interrupt at all between the tekiot Miyushav and the tekiot Me'umad, but if he does, there is no need to repeat the brachot. The Shulchan Aruch clarifies that this prohibition against hefsek applies not only to the Baal Tokea, but to the Tzibur as well. And the Rama adds that speaking about any matter related to the Tkiot or to the Tefillah is not considered a hefsek. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hatekiot einan ma'akvot et habrachot, v'abrachot einan ma'akvot et hatekiot. Shtei ayarot. באחת יודע בוודאי שיש שם מי שיברך להן תשע ברכות ואין שם תוקע, ובשנייה ספק יש שם תוקע, ספק אין שם, הולך לשנייה, שהתקיעות מדברי תורה והברכות מדברי סופרים. We've seen in this perek that the nine תקיעות are מעקבות each other, and there is no mitzvah at all if one hears fewer than nine. We also saw that the brachot of malchiot, zichronot, and shofrot are מעקבות each other. The Rambam adds here that the brachot are not ma'akvot the tekiot or vice versa, as these are two separate mitzvot. The tekiot are a mitzvah doraita, and the brachot are a mitzvah midrabanan. Therefore, if one has to choose between going to two cities, in the first of which there is a shliach tzibur to say the brachot, but no baal tokea to blow the shofar, and in the second there may be a baal tokea, but no one to say the brachot, and this person himself cannot say the brachot on his own, he should go to the second city. Even though there may not be even a Baal Tokea there, he should prioritize even the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraita of shofar over the mitzvah d'rabanan of saying the brachot Musaf. The Rama adds that if there is time to go to both cities, he should go first to hear the brachot, which are typically said by the early afternoon, and then go hear the tekiat shofar, as the mitzvah of shofar may be fulfilled during the entire day.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.